Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you from 104.3 FM, WQAM. We're here from Florida Panthers Media Day. And we got Jesper Boqvist joining us here on the program. Thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
How did you enjoy the summer?
Yeah, it's been good. Just go home to Sweden, recharge a little bit, and see some family and friends. So it was good.
What did you do with your day with the cup?
I had a public event back in my hometown, and then celebrated at night with some family and friends. Unreal day, and something I will forever remember for sure.
Any eating out of it?
Not a whole lot of eating.
A lot of drinking out of it. Yeah. That celebration, listen, Jesper, that's the celebration you guys had. It looked epic. You know, when you guys won it down here, it very much looked tons of fun. What were your favorite parts that you could share?
Like you said, it was amazing. So much fun, and I feel like just celebrating each day together, it was just awesome. Didn't really matter what we were up to; it was just awesome, and such an great feeling, and something I'm proud of be a part of.
You guys, I mean, it was just top to bottom. It was so impressive, this run in particular, just how many of you guys contributed, had a night where, like, it just shined. Like, did that feel natural throughout the season, just of like, hey, this could be your night, this could be your moment where you're going to step up and win the game for us?
I feel like everyone feels so included. I feel like such a tight group, and everyone is treated the same, and when it's your turn, it's your turn, right? And you have to be ready, and I feel like, but the biggest part is everyone feels included, I feel like. So it's easy to come in and do your job.
It has to be the most comforting feeling to know that on any given night, whatever line's out there, it could be the dominant line that night. A lot of teams don't have that luxury, but it just seems like you guys go into every night knowing that, hey, we don't know who it's going to be, so we're all going to be ready for it.
Yeah, for sure. And like you said, we have like four competitive lines, and I feel like the way we play fits pretty much everyone, and it's like everyone plays the same, right? So it doesn't really matter who you're lining up with, so everyone will do the same things, but obviously everyone is a little bit different, but the foundation is the same. And I feel like, like I said before, like, once it's your turn, you know what to do. And and obviously we have some amazing players on this team too. Right. So
you guys are stacked.
So it's been fun for sure.
Yeah, because it was Bill Zito was just saying this morning, and he was like, because somebody was asking, hey, like, what's kind of the secret sauce, you guys? And he said that this team doesn't complain. Like, nobody complains on this team. How rare is that in hockey, that there's not, like, people fighting for ice time or just little things? Cause just, and what do you think that comes from here?
I think, like, everyone wants to win so bad here, and, like, to be honest, you just put your head down and work, right? So, and that's something I've been feeling here, right? Everyone is so desperate to win, and whatever it's your job, you just do it, and you just put your head down and work.
It's been an impressive thing to see for sure. Do you guys, you know, does it feel like when you get ready, does it feel like you had the right amount of time off, or did, because it's so hard to get to a Stanley Cup, and these guys, the journeys you guys have been through. So does it, are you jonesing to get back out there, or do you, and you're like, oh my God, this is going to be a long season and daunting again, or is there just genuine excitement getting back into this thing?
No, it's pure excitement, I feel like, and I feel like everyone around the team takes so good care of us and tracking what we need and when and stuff like that. So, but last few weeks here, you feel so excited to be back and now playing for sure.
You had a very long break.
What's that?
It's not a very long break.
No, it's not for sure. But usually, like, first weeks are, like, you're pretty tired, right? And it's a long season. But then after, like, last month or so, it's you feel excited to get back here for sure.
Anything personally you did as far as just getting, like, ready for the season that you wanted to tweak or get better at?
I always say, like, a little bit of everything, but I feel like a lot for me comes, like, continue to get stronger. Like, I put some weight on, and I feel like a lot of that, a lot of, like, my weaknesses will get better with that. So, but obviously everything.
Looking forward to it, man. Jesper Boqvist joining us here at Florida Panthers Media. Thanks for stopping by, man. We appreciate you. Congratulations. And we're looking forward to another year ahead.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll take a break. Back with more after this from the Panthers Iceplex.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy on 104.3 FM, WQAM. We're live from Panthers Media Day. It's been a parade here this first hour. At Tulo Starinen stopped by. We had new Panthers defenseman Jeff Petrie stop by.
They all look tired, except for Jeff.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, exactly. New guy looks like he's got a lot of energy.
Jonah Gadjevich stopped by. Jennifer Faves.
What's that?
What?
Favorites?
Yeah.
You already know who.
And Jesper Boqvist just stopped by. So it was a delight.
We had to, like, Jennifer, okay. Stop. All right.
I contained myself.
The guy, he's got to go to practice.
You missed AJ Greer, though. You missed him.
Well, you missed Nico Mikola.
But I saw him.
I was in the Pilsito press conference.
We saw him.
I saw him downstairs.
I love that guy.
He is a giant. Like, he is, like, really, really tall.
He's a giant.
He looked a lot more friendlier downstairs than he does on ice.
He also looks a lot thinner.
Didn't look like he was mauling anybody?
No, he was actually smiling downstairs. So. Yeah.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. So for the Panthers, just to let everybody know, they announced today Matthew Tkachuk had surgery. Bill Zito was a little like, I don't know what time he's going to be back. He kind of threw out December, but it wasn't a firm December, you know? And I
What does that mean?
You know hockey. You know hockey with their injuries.
Oh, yeah. The guy's leg could be dangling.
This is what Bill Zito
said. His foot could be dangling off his leg and go more body.
This is what Bill Zito said. I think I remember that. He said, you know, when you go on a road trip, you say that it takes 14 hours to get somewhere. But what if it snows? And I was thinking to myself, we're in Florida. It doesn't snow. What are you talking about, Bill? What are you trying to tell me? You tell me there could be a setback? I don't want a setback. I want Tkachuk back.
Can I just tell you that there's a couple of injuries that people don't think are serious, but they really are. A groin is one of them. Because you can't do anything. Like, you're talking about your core. You're talking about your lower body, your hips. You can't do anything if your groin isn't right.
Right.
And because we're jocks and we're football players, most people think groin injury is you got kicked in the junk. Mm-hmm. Right? No, they just do that to be nice. A real groin injury is painful. You can't move. You can't laugh. You can't do anything. And the other one is a toe. Big toe. Brutal. So I know that that process, it'll be a couple of months before he's even on skates, I would say. It's going to be a while.
Crazy. Miami Hurricanes, they're getting ready for the Florida Gators. Mario Cristobal. I got the goose of this interview. He was doing this interview for his Mario Cristobal show. He's like, I want Hard Rock Stadium to be an asylum. And I was like, oh. And he wants the fans to bring the juice. And I was like, you bring me some fruit right now, dude.
Bring you some fruit?
Yeah, to bring the juice, dude.
Oh. I can't.
They don't know what they're in for, dude. They don't
Wait.
What?
Even Brittany shook her head.
Why? She's,
because it's ridiculous. She's going too far.
You, Brittany, it when you bring the
it was a little much. It was a little much.
What do you mean, dude? That's not fair.
When you have to explain something, it was just,
Vlad.
It was.
Vlad, give you a minus
one. Oh, now all of our producers are chiming in. I'd hit the button.
I don't. Fine. Whatever. Hit the minus one. That's fine.
That was terrible, dude. The juice.
Minus one.
I tell you what. In the last couple of months,
yep,
Mario has been a little bit froggy.
He has been froggy.
You know what? I don't.
You want to know why? Because I think he's. You know, I was like watching their press conferences, and this new defensive coordinator they got, Corey Heatherman, he may be tougher than Mario Cristobal.
Really?
Because he doesn't smile. I just feel like he's just always thinking of blitzes.
So,
like, he's just always thinking about, you know, how he's going to make Reuben Bain do something that'll make a quarterback's life hell. But, like, he's just got this look about him with the beard. Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of looks like Jonah Gadjevich a little bit. Like, he's got that – like, he could be a hockey enforcer.
Yeah, but Jonah Gadjevich has the mullet.
He's got the mullet. Yeah, the mullet. The mullet. The mullet mohawk.
Very
yeah.
fresh. Very fresh.
So here's the thing. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it in a positive way. I don't want anybody to take this in a negative way.
Careful.
Are we feeling this way because Mario hasn't been in a situation where he had to make one of those decisions?
I mean, he did. Everybody was a little squeamish with the end of Notre Dame. You know, he believed in the defense. They were like, hey, kind of went conservative there. You want the 47-yard field goal?
No, No. Here. That wasn't a bad decision.
It wasn't a bad decision. But
it wasn't, because if he throws a pass, you give them another 40 seconds.
Brittany, do you feel like is Mario more froggy, or are you still nervous?
I mean, I think he's definitely more froggy, but I agree that the end of the Notre Dame game felt very like, oh, Mario, don't you do it. Don't you do it to me again.
Here's what he did. He kept the clock running. Mm-hmm. Okay. He didn't want to make it worse.
Oof.
And they kicked the field goal to take.
I think I would have been less nervous if I was aware that the FAU kicker could kick that far. I didn't know.
That's fair.
Remember, I went into this blind.
There's nobody that was more nervous than me. I've been scarred by kickers.
No, I understand.
Right? But then when they show up as 4 for 9, they show up 4 for 9. Like, don't show those stats.
It was
what
very
I'm
scary.
Saying.
Right.
It was very nerve-wracking.
It was nerve-wracking. What made it more – the decision that Mario made – didn't make it more nerve-wracking. What made it nerve-wracking was the 4 for 9 they put up as his stats.
No, I mean, I was there, so I didn't see his stats, thankfully, because I think I would have been even more, like, upset about it. But what was crazy to me after was the double down, and, like, Shannon Dawson literally after said, I was playing for the field goal. He doubled down.
But that's...
And I was like this...
No, but here's why you do that. Here's why you come to that conclusion, okay? Because the coach and the offensive coordinator have a conversation. And the head coach will say, are we good from here, right? Special teams guys say, yes, we're good from here. Then the head coach will say to the offensive coordinator, don't lose a yard. Don't give me a play where I can lose yardage. We'll take the field goal from here. So that's why it was handed off there. That's not a bad decision, okay? We've seen some of those decisions at the end of games. They haven't presented themselves yet. So are we feeling like, do we have to go through that to so that we've heard the conversations that Mario's had after all these incidents or whatever?
I get you.
Right? Are we to the point now where the team is just so good we can overcome that?
That's, I think that's the hope, because you always have that lingering. But, man, they do look – I know they started last year with a bunch of blowouts too.
Keep in mind, the defense is going to make up for any mistake because they can actually stop somebody.
Heatherman, dude. You see that chin?
Mm-hmm. I'm more looking at the defenders and
how
they're dominating.
Let me tell you something about this Reuben Bain.
Was it Mezidor?
Yeah. Yes. Let me tell you something about this Reuben Bain. He goes afterwards after the win against USF, and he puts something on the on his Instagram.
Yeah,
and it just goes, "F him," but he didn't say F. And I was like, "Whoa!" Because afterwards, remember the Notre Dame game, Brittany? He puts the notebook on, and it's his notebook on game notes. It just says F Notre Dame, F Notre Dame. And then after the USF game, he just goes, "F him."
And there was another player, I can't think of it as who it was. I think it might have been Fitzgerald that also put it on Instagram, and it was pictures of him at the game, in the game, and it was like, same treatment for everyone, BTA.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. You know what BTA is?
Yeah. Beat that ass.
No.
Okay.
What? Close.
What is
close.
It, Tobin?
It was close. It was close.
What? Close.
Belt to ass.
Yes.
Oh. Same thing.
It's not the same.
Why not?
It's not the same.
One's Hispanic.
But he goes, F him. And then hashtag, I forgot the hashtag. Y'all next. You know who y'all is, right?
Florida.
That's who. That's who.
Let me tell you something. I love.
Storms are brewing.
I love cockiness. I'm not one of those guys, but I appreciate it.
He also put his location as the bull ring. That's Goosey's right there.
Okay. Like, how can you not feel inspired after
that's
hearing
tough.
That?
That's tough. Hey, that's tough. Tough. That's tough right there.
That's tough.
You ever been in a bull ring? That's tough. We'll take a break here from Florida Panthers Media Day in a minute. But first, Leroy, let me tell you about the best dry cleaning in all of South Florida, right? And that's our friends over here at A&T Dry Cleaners. Going to drop by there after. I got to go pick up my suit. Because
you got to go pick up your suit.
We happen to be right here. So I'm going to go stop by, say hi to Aura, Mama Aura, because – let me tell you something, guys. They do pickup. They do drop-off. You guys want the best dry cleaning in South Florida? Call our guy, Ara, 954-610-9383. 40-plus years owned and run, Leroy.
They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. They can pick up, drop off your order.
Mm-hmm.
And Ara is a big fan of the show. I need to run into Ara. We need to have a talk about this golf in Nice.
Yep.
If you mention our name, Tobin and Leroy, you get 25% off your order. Whatever you need, whether you need a seamstress, whether you need clothes clean, taken out, taken in, let out, he can take care of you. Mention our name, you get 25% off. And you can call and text them anytime at 954-610-9383. And once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We're live from the Baptist Health Iceplex in Fort Lauderdale for Florida Panthers Media Day. The champs are back.
By the way.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to just throw this out there.
Yep.
Do you know how hard it is to get Jennifer back?
Why do you have... We got here on time.
She's a hobnobber.
I'm like, come on, let's go.
If I know people in the building, I'm going to say hi.
I can say, come on, let's go. I'm starting to walk up the stairs. I look back. Where did she go?
Who are you hobnobbing with?
Well, I ran into one of our former coworkers,
yep.
Amanda Wasserman.
Oh, that's nice.
She was downstairs. And then we ran into some players.
Who'd you see?
I saw Mackie Samuskevich.
Changed his number this year.
He did.
Did he?
Yeah, he's wearing number 11. They finally gave away Huberto's number.
Oh.
You know, I was like just talking to someone like, yeah, it was time. You know, he wore it all growing up. He wore 25 last year, but he's always worn 11. So they said, hey.
11 seems like a small number for a hockey player, right?
Well, he's not the biggest. You know, he's a little, you know.
No, but
small,
I'm just saying, most
guy of
them, hockey players always do the 70s, 80s, and you have the, but yeah, never like teens.
Parkey's teens. This team's got some teens on it. It's got some teens. Rhino. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think if I was in hockey, I'd go single digit or I'd go something super, super big.
Marchand has a giant number for a little guy.
63. Bobby, 72.
It's for his big personality, Leroy.
Hey, want to let you guys know, this is Schmeath and Schmaldick, just to let you know.
Yeah.
I think I just saw Ethan Skolnick, but for Schmeath and Schmaldick.
Oh, I didn't know he was interviewing somebody.
Yes, you did. Mike, you went in front of the camera.
Who was he interviewing?
I don't know. Oh. He was on his phone, so I just.
Mike Tyson is bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike. We got your chance to win tickets. You just have to text the word IRON to 20357. IRON. IRON to 20357. For more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Messages at rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. So check that on out. So Tua, he did a thing yesterday. I don't know what to make of this because I can't be mad at him because how can I be mad at honesty? Honesty is usually the best policy.
I think we're just
reaching.
Yeah, because
it's possible.
Like I don't know what. No matter what these guys say at this point.
Yep.
Because of the results, we're going to read into it a negative way.
Totally fair.
We're going to roll our eyes.
Totally
right.
Fair.
And so like if he takes a situation and he tells you and he's honest about how it is
right
and what's going on,
right,
why are we looking at that in a negative?
I don't know, but people are mad that he was very honest. I don't, maybe because he's an athlete and a competitiveness. I don't know. But let me play the clip. He was asked about Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. And this was his opinion on Josh Allen.
Think of Josh Allen's skill set.
Dude, he's top tier. You know, if it's not with his arm, it's with his legs. You know, that dude can do literally anything he wants. So definitely different skill set for me. I can't do half of what he does when it comes to running the ball and any of that. And then with how he can just chuck a ball down the field, you know, with how far and the arm strength that he has, you know, he's supreme when it comes to that. So it's gonna be fun. Get to see him, get to play him again, and we'll see.
There you go, Tua yesterday. It's honest. It is honest. I don't know if I want that honesty now. You could have just stopped it. He's top tier, and then moved on.
I just like
he's got this thing though.
What's wrong?
It's nothing
with that?
Wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with it. But I just think.
It's a bad situation that we're taking something and making it worse for no reason whatsoever.
Would you ever say that about a player though? Like,
why not?
Would you? But would you? Not why not? If you were asked about somebody, like who would you say?
Absolutely.
That, like Barry Sanders.
Yes. I was absolutely.
While you were going to go play him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not playing against him. Like, so if we were to say good quarterback, and left it at that,
yep,
we would have flipped out over that.
No.
He was the MVP to us.
I don't think so.
No, you.
No, I don't think
you're
so.
You're playing the result.
I'm not
playing
the result.
You're playing the result.
I'm not upset about the comments.
Then why are you acting like it?
Because you know what it is? It's like I just sit back. I'll tell you why.
The team's 0-2.
Well, that helps. That hurts. But let me just say that. Okay? It's not that he said it. It's fine to be honest. And it's actually a very nice thing to say. Mm-hmm. But read the room.
What do you mean, read the room? He's giving an honest answer.
Too honest.
Really?
It's like if you were asked.
That's like if he would ask a question about Aaron Rodgers.
I feel like he's setting
he
us
said,
up for Thursday.
Right.
By saying
don't
stuff
expect
like
much
that.
From me because that guy's half of me.
Yeah.
Brittany, you've
like you
mean
could
twice.
Be that
you mean twice.
Brittany,
not
what
half.
What,
twice.
Hold on, hold on.
No, you can't ask. Oh,
no, let's get.
You can't ask to a hater.
You can exactly ask to a hater.
Relax.
Okay, go. Whoa. Wow.
It was a joking relax. I didn't even think it had that much attitude.
What, respectfully, Brittany, what did you think of his comments?
Respectfully, I think that's ridiculous.
And it has nothing to do with her feelings about Tua.
No, it really doesn't. I think that anybody, I think you can praise a player without outwardly saying that he's better than me and...
That's not what he said.
But that's basically what he said.
That's not what he said. What he said was, I can't do half of the things that he could do. That's it.
But we know.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, to say, okay, guess what? Me and Metcalf played the same position.
Right.
I would say the same thing about him. Right? Me and Robert played the same division. We were different. We did the position differently.
Teammates, though. It's different.
I've said about other running backs.
Have you?
Yes.
Did you say it about Emmitt Smith?
No, he had the best offensive line in the league. Right? But no, you like just listen. I think we take what he said by complimenting another quarterback as him acknowledging that he sucks. And that's not what he was doing at all. So let me ask you a question.
He literally said, I'm half of him.
He literally said,
I'm not even half of him.
Okay, so let's do it this way.
He basically was like, Josh Allen, he's good.
Let's do it this way.
He's good.
Let's do it this way.
Yeah.
Would you say that Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer?
Yes. Of course.
Okay, him and Tom Brady played the position differently.
They did.
Tom Brady played it from a position of strength and power, and Drew Brees played it from a position of touch and accuracy, right? So if he were to compliment him on how he plays the position, it's not saying that I'm terrible. It's just that I do it differently. That's all I'm saying. What is he supposed to say?
I think he could have stopped.
I hate having conversations every day.
All right, hold on.
Where we're telling
I'm
us
tell
what
where.
People
I'll
should
I'll
have said.
I'll tell you where. Hold on.
Okay, go.
Brittany, play the clip again.
What do you think of Josh Allen's skill set?
Dude, he's top tier.
Stop the tape. That's where you stop. Stop. That's it. That's all you have to say. Oh, dude, he's top tier. Just stop it after that.
Is he saying anything that already know? He won the MVP last year.
Oh, he knows. And I know Josh Allen's awesome, and he kicks our ass every time.
What does that have to do with him giving the guy credit?
You need to be like a boxer. All right? Best shape of my life, champ. I'm coming into this one. Never better. Even if you have no shot.
And then we would make fun of him for not being honest.
I would respect it.
No, you wouldn't.
I would respect it.
Oh, my goodness.
I would respect it.
You know what? This is what I love about you, you sweet, beautiful person. Here's what I love about
you. So nice.
Because you have taken a stance in this argument that no matter what Tua said, he's going to be wrong.
It's not that he's wrong. He's not wrong.
What are we complaining about?
Too much.
You were telling somebody too much. This is a slight upset.
It's not wrong. I'm not
this
mad.
This is upset.
I can't be
wait,
mad.
Wait. You were telling somebody they're doing too
I'm
much.
I'm just telling, like, Tua.
You're telling somebody they're doing too much.
I understand how that can come off, okay? But it's not that I'm mad at Tua, all right? I like Tua. You guys know that. I made an hour after him. You guys made me suspended. So, I like Tua. I did. It was a bad loss. But he's up for appeal tomorrow if he wins.
Mm-mm.
He is?
No.
Those
no.
are the rules.
You're going to have to win more than one game for me.
He's up for appeal if he wins.
For me to vote yes.
Well, you don't have to vote yes. I'm just saying he's up for appeal.
They get to 500, then we talk.
So you're resetting his appeal? You're already denying?
Yeah, I'm denying. You don't deny from winning one football game.
It's just,
I don't care who it's against.
It's just with him. I love Tua. Tua is honest. He's always been honest.
So what do you want? You want a Mike McDaniel or you want honest? You want Gogi?
Too much.
You love Gogi.
I do, and sometimes Gogi.
You never said Gogi's too much. You have never said Gogi's too much.
Time and place.
You said Gogi's so honest.
Gogi would never say that.
Gogi's so honest. Yeah,
has he disappointed us as much?
You know what Goran Dragic has never said?
What?
He's never said, Kyrie Irving, brate. I can't do his stuff he does. You want to know why? Because he never would say that. He never would say that.
Would you ask him about Jordan or D. Wade?
I will.
Okay, that's like the guy won
MVP. But those
MVP.
Are teammates.
But
Goran won MVP.
Here's
too.
What I love about on, where here
Goran also won MVP, Eurobasket MVP. So respect.
Just throw that in there.
That's like saying I was the president of my senior class.
How about Etu Lostarina had a sauna with the Finnish president?
That's so.
That's crazy.
Awkward.
Don't change the subject.
Just
don't. Just like, I can't believe you are telling somebody else
too much.
Too much.
Just a little too much.
Do you know how ridiculous that sounds right
just,
there?
It's nothing wrong with it. It's just too much. You don't got to heap on the praise that much.
You're the
if you one. Were if you were out to dinner with Big Spoon, mm-hmm. and she's like, think of her over there, and you're like, woo! No, you wouldn't do that. Like, yeah, she's nice. Whatever you're thinking in your head. So even if it's
you
true.
You know why? You know why? Because I live with Big Spoon. Can't be having that foolishness out there in them streets if I won't know what's best for me. You know damn well. You married too. You're like, what are you doing?
Semo, what's up, man? What's going on? He's got the new digits going on over here. He's going to hop on Mackie Samuskevich. There we go. We are live. Mackie Samuskevich, we got a Michigan party here, Leroy.
Let's go.
All levels, we winning.
Yep, go blue, baby.
Yep.
Yeah, now it's as if you didn't have him confident enough with the football championship a couple of years ago, Mackie. Now he's got you as Stanley Cup like champion. Good. He's feeling himself.
Oh yeah. Oh, you should.
Oh, what you switched the number this year?
I did.
What went into that?
I grew up wearing it. Felt like I could do it this summer and
a little cachet.
Yeah, a little bit.
Cachet.
And then I think I tried to last summer, but I was just a little too late with it. So I made sure to do it this year, and I grew up wearing it. My older sister wore it growing up, and I looked up to her my whole life. So thought I'd keep it going.
It's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, it is. So how was your summer? Because you know the older guys kind of do summer a little bit differently because they've
for
been
sure.
at it for a while.
Yep.
But you got a lot of energy,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So how long before you got back into it?
Not too long, actually.
Really?
I stayed in the gym pretty quick. I think the week after the parade, we were back in the gym right away. But on the ice, we waited for a bit. needed some time off there. And I don't think I started till I think late July and into August. It's important just to stay off the ice.
It's not. It's not even close. Like,
gotta get out on the golf course. Gotta experience all the other things. So, it took some time off. It was nice.
So going to the gym and running and it's a different animal than getting on those skates.
For sure. You can't. It's like hard to explain. Like you could do so much in the gym, but then you get on the ice and you still feel like crap. Like it's crazy. It's something about, you know, how unnatural the skating stride is, and, you know, it's weird. But you try your best, and obviously the best you can do in the gym, it'll obviously help on the ice. But, yeah.
What did you lay out for yourself this summer? Like, you came out like gangbusters last year. But you know this start of your career where you're getting to the fold of this really good team. What are the expectations you put on yourself to come into this year?
I think just keep doing what I'm doing. I don't think I have to change much. You know, obviously just keep doing what I'm doing offensively. I think that's what my skill is, I think, or what I'm really good at. And then obviously defensively being there too, because you know, everyone else is dialed in on that. And I think that's what makes us so good is that, there's not one guy on this team that's just solely focused on offense. And, you know, it's a six-man unit out there, and Definitely hard to play against, as you've seen. So
yes.
Yeah, for sure. Was there did you surprise yourself with like how much you picked up at the level, like just the production that came right away? Like, was there an adaptation to the speed of the game?
Yeah, for sure. I think it took me a little bit. Obviously, the games 2 years ago helped a lot. I think it was only a couple that helped just kind of get my feet wet and just kind of experience what it's like. And then last year, just kind of knowing what it was like from the year prior, just was able to kind of get myself ready in that summer and kind of knew what to expect. And, you know, it took, I think, a couple of games, but, you know, I knew, you know, with the players around me and the coaching staff and all this, that they'll help me get to where I want to go. And, you know, I felt like it was pretty seamless.
Was that a change for you, everybody playing, being on ice, having to play defense the way these guys do?
Maybe a little bit. to the level these guys do, it's
sick, impressive. Right? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really impressive, and they're at the top for a reason. And, yeah. You know, maybe in college or maybe high school, you know, maybe a couple guys are stretching the zone a little bit, but not here, that's for sure.
You took the cup back to your hometown. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it was a great day. Definitely a day I'll remember my whole life. Took it to the local rink I grew up playing at and saw all the coaches that I grew up playing with. It was super cool, all the old friends and all the families that I was around with my whole life. So it was really cool doing that. And then took it to Sandy Hook Memorial, too.
Wow.
Which was really cool. I thought we'd just do that just because they didn't get to, you know, experience, you know, the stuff we were get to experience. So felt like we should have done that. And super thankful we were able to. So then finished the night off with a brewery at night. So.
of course.
How many breweries went in the cup?
Oh. Too many.
That cup is drank all over the world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does the keeper of the cup look exhausted when he's around you guys? Does he look like he's like, got to keep it sit? Like, where is the keeper of the cup when you have the cup?
He's within 5 feet of you.
All
night.
Does he tap you and go?
Yeah, no, exactly. No. Yeah, like, actually, like, that's his job. So.
Does he have the white gloves on at all times?
No.
I picture you get ready to do something crazy because it's hockey. Players are just – and he's getting ready to do something and the guy taps him.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Or if I'm not there and someone walks up to the cup and, like, tries to pick it up, he's stepping in there. He's ready for it, you know. Oh. Like, they're dialed in and, you know, but their job is so cool, I think, being able to experience all the parties that go on and, you know, just try to treat him as well as possible just because what he's doing is so nice. So,
well, man, hey, that's a hell of a first full season. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to watching you too with the Cats, man.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Maggie Samuskevich joining us here at Florida Panthers Media Day. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. We're live from Florida Panthers Media Day. It's 104.3 FM, WQAM. Very excited. We got the captain here, Alexander Barkov. Sasha, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Dude, I got to ask you right off the gate because this was one of my favorite things about the celebration. You guys were out. I don't know where the hell it was, but that Instagram Live that you had with Sam Reinhart was one of the most delightful things I have ever seen in my life. Do you even remember it?
Nope.
Like, oh, man. You could tell you were in a different place than everybody else because you had your arm around him and he's trying to break away and you just wouldn't let him go. And it's like, it was hilarious.
Yeah, I saw some videos about it and then that's about it. I didn't want to, obviously I didn't watch the whole thing and yeah, but I heard a lot of guys said it was fun, but in a good way.
In a delightful way, man. I know you got to, it's like picking kids, but like, did you have a favorite celebration? Like, was this one different from the first one?
Oh, yeah. Like, obviously, first one, everything was great, but you just didn't know what to expect. everything was new. You couldn't really, like, you didn't know where to go or what to do. Second time, you kind of, like, know already what to expect, and you could just sit back and enjoy. And I think we did.
We were talking to Etu a little earlier. How did you guys end up in a sauna with the president of Finland?
He invited us over to his house, summer house, this time. It's a cool thing. Like, he invited us the year before to his place just to have lunch and talk. And obviously, it means a lot to us to see the president and meet him and just spend time with him. And obviously, great. Really, really nice of him that he did that to us. And again, this year. So I think it's becoming a... how do you call it, like a
fun tradition?
Yeah, tradition. that he's gonna invite the Stanley Cup champions, and I think it's great.
It's been pretty cool to see when you go back home. Like, was it a little more low key with the cup this year? Because I remember that first year, it felt like you had like an arena full of people.
Yeah, this year was way more calmer. I only had it at my place and for a few hours, just calling my neighbors, my friends there, and. Then I did something with the kids for a little bit, and then again with my friends and family and closest people, just dinner and sauna. That's about it.
Like, dinner and sauna.
Sauna. nothing crazy.
Are you to the point now where you're like, I enjoy spending time with the cup. I love it, but we won it. That's the biggest thing for me.
That is the biggest thing. Yeah, of course. Of course, it's nice. It's a Stanley Cup. It's the best trophy in the sports.
Absolutely.
And it's a great tradition that like cup keepers travel with it around the world for the players to have their day with it, and you see how much like people of that city celebrating with the player who won. That's a great tradition, but obviously this year it was way calmer for me, and even I get to enjoy it.
Right.
Do you even think about the opportunity to three-peat at this point, or is it too much hockey to even face, to even get that in your mind? Because, man, that hasn't been done in a long, long time. It would be pretty damn special. And you guys have already been to three straight. But winning three straight, like, has that already entered your mind of what that would mean?
Well, that's our dream. Just like every year you come to the season, you want to win the Stanley Cup. That's every team's goal and dream. And same with us. We come to this season well prepared. Everyone wants to be better, and everyone wants to win again. It's not, we don't think about like winning third time in a row. We just want to think about like winning, and winning next game and getting to playoffs is our first goal, and then we create another goals.
How excited are you that Ekblad's back? Like, was there ever a doubt in your mind?
No, never. I love it. I absolutely love seeing that almost everyone's back, and that's always a great sign. Everyone wants to stay and wants to be part of it, and obviously, Eki being here for a long time, so I never thought about him putting on another jersey on.
It would have just been weird. It would have felt you guys, like, it feels so connected. You guys have been through like everything here. So does it feel special to have somebody like him? I know you love all your teammates, but everything you guys have been through.
Yeah, for sure. Like every day I see him there, and of course sometimes I think about wow, what we have been through. Since the day one, I remember meeting him for the first time. I didn't say a word because I didn't speak much English. But then we get to be roommates and go from there, and here we are. So it's fun.
And he loves you so much, he'll even get suspended for you.
In the last few years, 3 years, you play a lot of hockey. How do you recover from that as you get older? How do you... You know, are you? Is it easier to do it because you're familiar with what your body is going through because you've done it so much? Or does it become, okay, now I got to really take some time off and let my body heal?
I think it's both. You're way more experienced. You get to know your body more and more every single year. But like you said, as you get older, you probably need a little more time to recover. But I think like I feel really good and ready to go again, and I'm happy about that.
What is what's Paul Maurice like during the season? Like, because we only see the viral clips of him going crazy. Does he pick and choose when that happens?
I think he has really good. I don't think he has. He has really good understanding of the room, of the all the players that of the team, how he needs to be that day. Like, he understands the situation. We won two games in a row. We're going somewhere right now, or we're at home, or like, he. All we have to do is just come to the rink and just hear what he has to say, stay and go and do it. That's how great it is to have a coach like that.
You feel like different at all as far as like how many players on this team just respect the example that you set? Because everybody says like on this locker room, nobody complains. Nobody, and a lot of people relate that to that's how you go about your business. Has that changed at all? Or is it that's always kind of just been the way you've carried yourself? And does it feel any different as when you got your captaincy at all, just the way you lead?
I think it's always been like that. Even when I got the C, first year I thought like, what should I do? Like, should I be something different? Should I be doing something different? But at the end of the day, I just think there's a reason I got the C. I just want to be myself. I just want to do what I've always been doing, and that's my thing. And to me, I'm not the most vocal guy. I'm not screaming at all. But I just try to be a good example on and off the ice and be as good as possible every single day. And, of course, it's not just me. It's every single guy in the room. They come in, they put in the work, and they don't complain, and they get better.
Well, you've done a heck of a job, Captain. You've done a good job. Congratulations on another cup. We're looking forward to another season. Alexander Barkov joining us here, and we're looking forward to the year, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
We'll take a break. More to come here from Panthers Media Day after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.